It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy. Today's in is called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing way, the refreshing way, the refreshing way, the refreshing way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. Those who can barely see me, that's because the power is out. But thankfully, we strive to keep our equipment charged. So my iPad is charged, my phone is charged, my computer is charged, and the internet is through the phone and iPad connections to the internet outside the house. So anyway, God is good. Let's move forward. We're going to have our opening prayer at this time by my wife undreamed of.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. We thank you for your loving protection throughout the night. And now we ask for your spirit to come and teach us the things we need to know as we receive fresh manna from heaven. Anoint the words of our pastor. Fill him with your spirit. Bless us as always to grow in grace and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
time. Lift up your head, glory, redemption.
Amen. Our topic is the Faith Hall of Fame. You know, as it's been describing Jesus Christ to the Hebrews as the great high priest, it is to show why we can have faith, because we have a high priest who is representing us, who is listening to us, who can hear our prayers, who is delegating, who is measuring through the Holy Spirit the temptation so that it won't be too much for us to bear. God is doing all of that for us through Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for your love. And I pray that you would bless us now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. So, faith is the substance of things hoped for. For those of you who wonder why I'm in the dark, our power is off. So it is the blessing of God that we kept things charged. So we don't even have Wi-Fi. So this is the computer is using the hotspot, I guess you could say, of the phone. And the iPad that we have has its own internet connection. It's not just a Wi-Fi, it's a cellular iPad. So that's why we're able to broadcast, but it's in the dark. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So think of the word, the key word, substance, evidence. Faith is substance. Faith is evidence. Your faith is the evidence that it's going to happen. Your faith is the substance that it's going to happen. That's how it works. That's what God did, because we can't see Jesus with our physical eyes. We can't see, but we will understand as we have a relationship with him that he comes through, that he never fails. And so it builds our faith as we have that faith exercised. So that's why we have trials, because if we didn't, we would not have faith, because it's the evidence that it's going to get better. It's the substance. And when I say it's going to get better, what I mean is your character is going to get better. Because I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters, we're going to learn later. This world, or maybe I could just present it now, this world is not going to get better until Jesus is going to come. That's what's going to make it better. It's not going to get better. So that doesn't mean that your personal trial, your personal struggle, whatever, won't get better. But I'm just talking about the general trajectory of this world. We are headed for a civil war. Okay? I don't get involved in all the news, but, you know, the Lord wants us to understand from a prophetic point of view how things are going to go. And let me just tell you, brothers and sisters, I'm not a prophet, but let me tell you this. When Tucker Carlson interviewed former President Trump, he asked him about the violence, the potential for violence if he lost the election. And, you know, Trump, in usual fashion, said things like, people are really upset. You know, people are really mad. People aren't happy about what's going on. You know, of course, playing the victim, of course. Now, I'm not a Democrat, all right? So what you have here is an admission and even an encouragement, really, instead of saying, listen, we don't want that. I would reject that, whatever. That's not what's happening. So the bottom line is that if you go and look at the Republican primary, you had all of the several people standing up there, and they were asked to raise their hand if they would represent President Trump if he won the nomination. And you should have seen it. Maybe one raised his hand right away and then others kind of slowly raised their hand, because obviously they're being watched. And a lot of people still have sympathy toward former President Trump. So, there's some major issues. So what's going to happen is that the people can be so, we're just like it was in Germany, where we're just, you know, not thinking about truth and righteousness and fairness and happiness and right doing. We're looking at our own personal circumstances, and that's how Hitler was able to take the German people and say, I can make it better for you, okay? Now, this is not all about President Trump. The same thing happens in the Democratic Party. So what has happened is in America, if Trump is to, in America, the Republican Party would have a better chance probably of winning the election if Trump wasn't the front runner. But everybody is so enamored with him that they're not going to go against him. So most likely he's going to win the Republican nomination. But because many people are disappointed with what happened in January 6th, there will be people who would have normally voted for him that wouldn't vote for him. So in other words, it's more of a potential that he would lose, where if it was a DeSantis or someone else like a Pence, they might win against the Democrats, because I don't think most people are just really, really happy with the White House at this present time. I'm just giving you the landscape. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I'm nonpartisan. I'm just giving you the landscape. So if that is the case, I think you all can see the great possibility that that could be the case. I'm just setting this, helping you see that we're headed for a civil war, because they're already talking about what would happen, the violence that would happen, the racial tension that would build if another election was lost. Okay, so remember I told you it's all about the Constitution, and because our freedoms, that's what's going to bring in some of these Sunday law issues. The Constitution is obliterated by what we see here. The Republicans do whatever it takes, even if it's unconstitutional, to stay in power. And then you have the Democrats demoralizing society by all the LGBT and all those things. Think about this, friend. Sleeping with somebody outside of marriage, whether it's a heterosexual fornication or a homosexual fornication, is a sin. So they're actually saying that their sin is a civil right. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Constitution did not protect who you choose to sleep with. That's, you know, you can't help that you're a woman. You can't help that you're a man. You can't help that you're black. You can't help that you're white, okay? But you don't have to sleep with anybody if you chose not to. That's not a civil right. And so they have demoralized society, and then people see this demoralization, the Holy Spirit is being withdrawn, the Constitution is being demolished by the Democratic Party, just like the Constitution is being demolished by the Republican Party, and we're headed for a civil war. So my brothers and sisters, let's build our faith with this chapter, chapter 11, the Faith Hall of Fame, because we will need faith. It's not going to get better. We are headed for great troubles, trials, civil unrest. That is what is happening. But it's because America has allowed the Constitution to not have the sway. People just say they're standing behind the Constitution. It's like people say they're standing behind the Bible. But what could we expect? Christians don't even stand behind the Bible. They don't follow the Bible. They don't. No, very few Christians are following the Bible. And so I'm here to tell you, the majority of people are going to be lost. But the majority of beings are outside of this world. We're just a small, we're like a grain of sand on a seashore of sand of the whole universe. When you follow Christ, you're in the majority. You're just in the minority down on this earth, okay? So if you think the majority of people are just going to skate on in, that's not what's happening. Jesus says, broad is the way, and many, and wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Then it says, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. So you can be the one. You just have to surrender. I'm going to tell you that if you are not surrendered to Christ, to the point where everything in your life is representative of what the Bible teaches, including how you eat, how you dress. And I'm not legalistic. I'm just saying you don't have to dress like the world. You don't have to eat like the world. That's a lie. We don't have to sleep around. We don't have to do those things. They don't bring happiness anyway. You know, I look at Facebook and I see all these people, and everybody's wanting to show all their muscles and you know, sexual poses or things that would cause a woman to say, ooh, ooh, you know, and women, you know, want to invite men to look and all this. So they show a lot of things that would turn a man on. And a lot of people are Christians, brothers and sisters. We shouldn't be doing that if we're Christians. You're trying to go to heaven. You're not going to be tempting people in heaven with your cleavage, with your shape, with your muscles, with your expensive cars, or whatever the case might be. And so I am here to tell you, friends, very few are going to make it. But those who will follow this chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. I think this is talking about Caleb and Joshua when the other 10 complained about the giants in the land. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So I'm not trying to get into a big old argument with people who believe a foolish conception called evolution. I am an amateur historian of history, of war history of the, like, Second World War. I like the Second World War. And I'm telling you, I've probably watched every video scene that they show anyway. I've seen every artillery hit that they show on TV or on YouTube, whatever. I've seen every mortar explosion. I've seen every bomb. I've probably seen all of them. The bottom line is, I'm telling you, they destroy cities. They destroy houses. They destroy buildings. Evolution would want you to believe that a big old atomic explosion ended up, after millions of years, developing into the intricacy of the human body. We are so intricate, brothers and sisters. I love sharing something I recently learned. You are not one in a million. No, you're not one in 100. You're not one in 1,000. You're not one in a million. You're not, and you know, one in a million, that means you're very special. You're not one in a million. You're not one in a billion. You're not one in a trillion. You're one in approximately a quadrillion. And that's with the limitations of human calculation. What do I mean by that? If you take when a female comes into this world, and we got these new phrases, assigned female at birth. Yeah, no, you weren't assigned female at birth. You were assigned female before you were even conceived. For the Bible says that before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet. That means your gender was already specified, because he didn't say prophetess, okay? Because there are prophetesses also, okay, to the nations. And so Jeremiah 1:5. So brothers and sisters, when a baby is born and that baby is a girl, inside that baby there are 2 million oocytes. Those are little bitty eggs that can bring about human beings. There's 2 million. They don't continue to grow. They begin to diminish at that point. So by the time during a woman's childbearing years, she ends up with about 500,000 left of those. That doesn't mean, I mean, so any one of those 500,000 each month can go down. But, you know, it could have been any one of the 2 million that could have been the 500,000. So, and what they've learned is each of those oocytes, brothers and sisters, are genetically unique. So in other words, out of those 2 million, that represents 2 million different people. Okay? The possibility of 2 million different people to come from that baby's offspring, which when that child becomes a woman, when she can bear children. That's 200, there are 2 million possibilities, because any of those God could choose to preserve as the 500,000 that, you know, could be the ones that produce an egg. Well, when you compare that and you join that with the male sperm with each ejaculation is 500 million. So you would have to multiply 500 million times 2 million to determine the possibilities that you could be of the number of possibilities of being the individual that would come forth. In other words, if you do that math, it's a quadrillion. You are special because God had a quadrillion other choices. And guess what? Because Jesus did not actually come having male sperm because God was his father. God isn't even limited to the quadrillion. So, my friends, you're special. God made you. He brought you, not somebody else. He had, even if you're from your father and mother, God had a quadrillion other possibilities that he could have used to bring somebody into the world. For those just coming on, our power is out. So that's why we're broadcasting in the dark. Friends, it's about faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Beginnings come from God, not from evolution. By faith, we weren't there. You weren't there. That's why they want us to believe science, and science says we came from a monkey. Science says we came from an explosion, and we're supposed to trust that science? Come on. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, it doesn't mean that Abel can truly speak. When Jesus said, the voice of your brother's blood cried from the ground, that means God is trying to tell you, that's another way of him saying, he saw what happened to his people. He sees the trouble, even if somebody's life, you know, is taken. Brothers and sisters, you know, you think these cameras can see? A lot of things have happened now because we got cameras that we, you know, and people getting caught in things, you know, high officials doing wrong, sometimes get caught on camera, and who they killed was a nobody or whatever. So the people thought, and yet that you can't, that camera doesn't lie, and the footage is there. And so you understand what I'm saying? So my point being made, brothers and sisters, is that God is greater than the cameras. He sees everything. He sees what's going on in your bedroom. He sees what goes on in your kitchen. He sees everything you do. He sees what you're watching on TV, what you're watching on your phone. God sees, and every work is brought into judgment, my brothers and sisters. Abel believed that as he sacrificed that animal, it represented Jesus Christ, and that's why he stayed faithful to God. Cain thought it was his own strength, so he brought his own fruits and vegetables that he grew, and that was really the old covenant versus the new covenant. It's either our works or it's going to be faith in Christ. It was manifested even back then. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Let me tell you something about this, brothers and sisters. Do you know that Enoch would have to come back down to the earth and die? Elijah would have had to come back down to the earth and die if Jesus had not been faithful to die on the cross. If Jesus had sinned once, the whole plan of redemption, even with a thought, the whole plan of redemption would have been wiped out. So that's why I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, this all this not being obedient to God, not following his law, not surrendering your heart to Christ and doing everything, even your example, being the example that Christ would have you to be, brothers and sisters, I am here to tell you there will be no excuse, because when you stand before the bar of God, you can't say, well, my brother, my sister didn't act right. My nephew, my niece didn't act right. Deacon so-and-so didn't act right. Sister so-and-so in the church. Jesus is going to say, but I acted right, and I died for you, and I lived to give you an example. You're going to have to face the example of Jesus. He's the standard, my friends, and we can be like him. That song says, be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long, I would be like Jesus. And see, friends, that's your true test. Your true test isn't what you do on the outside of your home. Your true test of religion is how do you act in the home? How do you treat your husband? How do you treat your wife? And I'm telling you, we need to humble ourselves, brothers and sisters, and seek God to say, Lord, help me to be a better husband. Help me to be a better wife. All right. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The he is in this verse is a direct reference. It's the third person of the statement I am, because it was incomplete. God was incomplete back in Exodus. Why was God incomplete when he said, tell them I am has sent thee in Exodus? Because anything you add to I am is limiting, and God is limitless. So he was trying to tell Moses, when they need a doctor, I am the great physician. When they need a lawyer, I am the advocate. When they need protection, I am your protection day and night. No matter what you need, I am. That's what God is trying to tell him. So when it says we must believe that he is in order to have faith, you've got to believe that God can do anything, that he is power full, okay? There's nothing he can't do. He can't lie. He can't fail, okay? So the bottom line is that you have to believe that God can help you through your circumstance, that he's able. Then it says that he is a rewarder of the diligent seeker, of them that diligently seek him. That means you have to believe in his compassion, that he's looking at you and he's watching your faithfulness and he's looking at it. He's going to have compassion because you're for real. A lot of times we're not blessed because we're not for real, brothers and sisters. We're just playing church. You know, we're not really surrendered to God. We don't, and I'm here to tell you, if you haven't surrendered to God, friends, you need to do it right now. You need to do it right now, because I am here to tell you the other options are not good. And to walk away from the love of God who sent Jesus Christ to die for you. I mean, die. Think about it. He died. You know, when somebody dies, that's a big deal. Look at what happened when George Floyd died, you know, and he was a drug addict you know, petty theft type guy. That doesn't justify any police brutality. Now, I'm not suggesting that. And that proud policeman with his knee on the back of his neck, you know, just get off his neck. That's all he had to do. He would not be in prison today. The guy may have died anyway of a heart attack, but the point being made is that death is serious, brothers and sisters. Now, if we are all up in arms, whether we're on this side and thought that the police was presented, represented poorly, or we're on the side of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter, it doesn't matter. That shows you what a death of one individual. Friends, it changed the society. It changed the society in America. I want the death of Jesus to change society in America. We just act like that death was nothing. He was totally innocent, and you put him on the cross. I put him on the cross because it was my sin. It was your sin that put him on the cross, brothers and sisters. He died to save you. He died to save me. And if that doesn't motivate us to keep the Sabbath and not worship on the Sabbath, I don't know what will. If that doesn't motivate us to stop fornicating, I don't know what will. If that doesn't motivate us to stop complaining, I don't know what will. If that doesn't motivate us to stop being scared because we have God on our side, I don't know what will. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, it's because we look at other stuff and we don't keep our eyes on Jesus. The fact that he died on Calvary because we broke his law, that should motivate us to keep the law and to represent God the way we ought to represent him. Friends, there's too much pride. You know, you can't be corrected. Somebody disagree with you, you get mad just because they disagree. Friends, you need to learn how to communicate. All of us do. We all need to learn how to communicate better. And stop getting upset because somebody doesn't agree. That's right. I'm talking about preachers, brothers and sisters. You can't even talk to preachers. That's a shame. I know preachers that you cannot talk to. You cannot have a conversation about something you disagree with and ask them simple questions. Simple questions. Because, see, the answer to those questions would show that their views are wrong. I've had a preacher recently that I said, well, show me the phrase in the Bible that you use to conclude what you conclude, because it doesn't say that. What phrase? You're just pushing your own agenda. I don't want to talk to you more. Don't contact me anymore. And we going to heaven? No, you're not going to heaven. That preacher is not going to heaven until he humbles himself, because the reality is he does not have a phrase in the Bible that he can use to substantiate his belief. Oh, brothers and sisters, we are in trouble. And it's not going to be who you think is going to be. It's not going to be the popular preachers. They walk around and prance around in their mega churches and these types of things. Brothers and sisters, pray, because there's a challenge on Facebook, and I've got plenty of bars. So it says trying to reconnect. And I got plenty of bars. Now, maybe there's a problem outside, we'll just have to keep going. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. Okay. Due to poor wireless connection, your broadcast has been paused. Consider moving to a better signal, or you can end the broadcast. Okay. So bottom line is I'm connected to the towers. I got three bars, so maybe with this power outage, they're having some problems out there. Or the devil just doesn't want people to hear the truth. Okay, folks, I got plenty of bars. Don't know why, what's going on, but it paused you for a second. If you want to dial 728-2014-29 or even text 728-2014-29 and say, call me, that will help you hear the word. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out not knowing whither he went. See, faith will make you go out and you don't even know where you're going. That's faith, but God leads you to do that. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself conceived strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Remember I told you, friends, God can do anything. When you're in your 90s, you're not sending down eggs to be fertilized by sperm. God is not even, and we talked about the human calculations, you're one in a quadrillion. God is not limited by that. He can send a 90-year-old woman into pregnancy. Okay, if he chooses to. Therefore, sprang there even one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and when they were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly, that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly, whereof God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. That was symbolic, brothers and sisters. Yeah, that was his only begotten son. God would give his only begotten son. So he had Abraham do it to show us the love of God, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall be thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from also whence also he received him in a figure. So the bottom line is Abraham was told Isaac was going to be the one. And he said, I got to kill Isaac. Well, see, he didn't have that kind of faith before. Remember when he would go to two different places, he would lie and say Sarah was his sister, and she wasn't. She was his wife. Okay? Now, he could compromise that thought, but the bottom line, because she could have been like a half-sister or something of that nature, but the bottom line, brothers and sisters, that was his wife. If somebody is your half-sister and you happen to be married, they did that kind of thing in the Bible, that's your wife. If she's, you don't tell people she's your sister, she's your wife. All right. So he didn't have faith that if God's going to make you, he can't kill you if he's going to make you a great nation, right? So, but by this time, his faith had built. He had messed up a couple times, but now his faith was strong. He's ready to kill his own child if that's what God said, because he knew God would raise him up because God promised. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than of greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Yes, somebody mentioned she was his half sister. That's correct. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. You know, if you were going to be the next Pharaoh, that means the next king of the realm, brothers and sisters. Many of us would look at the wealth and the gold and the silver, and we wouldn't walk away for a despised people. But that's not, but Moses had an upbringing where he knew Jesus through faith, and he knew that he was to lead his people out of Egypt. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, a saying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Let me tell you something. Do you know that Rahab is one of Jesus' grandmothers? And so a lot of us who sit on our high horses of morality is not going to get you saved, brothers and sisters. It's surrendered heart. A prostitute can surrender her heart, and God makes her a princess. From prostitute to princess, that's who she is. But some of us would despise her because of her past life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we have a long way to go. And what shall I say more? I'm sorry, what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we need faith. That's the faith that we need, brothers and sisters, and God can help us to have such faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for a little bit of electricity that we have in our electronic equipment so that we might tell the truth today. We pray that you bless us, that we will be found faithful. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, do pray that we have power because, of course, we're getting ready for the opening of the school. Of course, we had one free lesson already, but of the almost uninterrupted cycle of classes, and we definitely need power today. It's supposed to be restored, but, you know, we have to put our trust in God. This is the devil not wanting us to be able to get that done. But he's defeated. If we have to go to a library somewhere, we're going to get it all done by the grace of God. It's the Torso Song.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free and in reality may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases, the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
Diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Our topic is Live Free in 2023, and I'm just wanting to share with you the importance of us getting the health message under our belt, because we are living in a time, of course, the election is in 2024. We need to learn now how to take care of people. We are headed for a major ruining of this country, friends. I'm just going to tell you. You might say, why are you talking all this doom and gloom? Friends, you've got to understand, these things have to happen. Jesus said there must be great tribulation before he comes. He does not describe in Matthew 24 a world that gets better and better and better, and then he comes. He describes a world in turmoil. We read that national apostasy leads to national ruin. And when the America that we once had, that believed in a constitution, totally wipes out the tenets of that constitution, it's going to lead to ruin. So that's why I show you the evidence that it's headed that way, because America is controlled by one or two of, two political parties, Republicans, Democrats, okay? Their independents don't sway the country, okay? They don't have enough votes. And so Democrats are willing to wipe out the Constitution for the LGBT movement. And the Republicans are willing to wipe out the Constitution to make sure President Trump gets into power. And therefore, it's going to lead to anarchy. It's going to lead to a national ruin. But there's going to be a lot of sick people as a result of that, people who can't afford health care, people who, whether they can afford it or not, are not going to get better. There's people who, because the stress of all these circumstances in, of life, red, yellow, black, and white, are going to have the diabetes levels, the hypertension levels, they're not going to be able to enjoy being able to get medications. We don't know what's all going to happen, friends, but I'm here to tell you that there's going to be a major breakdown of society, and there will be plenty of opportunities for us to minister to people if we know how to, with medical missionary work. Live Free stands for love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. Add natural remedies to that, add some cleansing to that, make sure you're trusting in God and you are a medical missionary and being able to help people. Just take the knowledge you have and use what you have. Keep studying, keep praying, and ask God to lead you, and learn all you can. That's why we're having this course, brothers and sisters. We said that the cutoff time was yesterday, and I mean, there might be a straggler in today. We're not going to refuse them, but we start Sunday. So the bottom line is people should already be registered. If anybody just feels a burden to do so, you call me or text, let me know, go ahead and register. We won't cut it off, but the bottom line is you need to get in today for sure at the latest. So may the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. We just wanted to encourage you to get involved in the medical missionary work. You're going to need it for your own health and then to be able to help others. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, you can share these truths with others and help people with knowledge as to what they can do. All right, friends. On Facebook, we have represented South Carolina. We have Georgia. We have, hold on, I forgot where this wonderful dear sister is from. That's going to be Virginia. Yes, praise God. We have another dear one, and I forgot where she's from, but I don't think I put her in my phone, but I forgot, my friend. God bless you. We've got Virginia again. We've got North Carolina, and we have Virginia as well. And on the call, we have represented that's going to be Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Delaware again. We actually have Michigan. We have New Jersey. We have Iowa. We have Oklahoma. And we have Georgia on Facebook. So if you all want to share anything, press *6. And those who are going to the school, if you filled out the form, you should have filled out a form and a survey, a registration form and a survey. You will get an email today, and it will have the private link for students only for the training school. Now, also, I want to mention we have a special sermon tomorrow, and it's going to be the spiritual lessons from physiology, okay? We're going to do a series, by the grace of God, spiritual lessons from physiology. So we're going to be talking about the skin. That's at 12 on our regular Zoom. So it's going to be a private Zoom link that's not our regular Zoom link for the school, okay? So look for that email today. If you don't get an email, please contact us if you know you're a registered student, because you should have that email so you can get in on Sunday for the class at 10 to 12 Eastern time. Our Sabbath service is on Zoom at 12 noon, and there's a special sermon. So if you're on Central time, that's 11 your time, and that's our ministry Zoom, 557-587-3947. The password is torso, but if you want to receive an invitation, a link, let me know. I can get that to you. We send that automatically to those on WhatsApp, so that's that. Okay, phone lines are open. We were just reading good mornings from Sister Vicky. Good morning from Sister Glorious. We have a good morning from Sister Salita. A good morning, happy preparation day from Brother Peyton, and Sister Salita was sharing that she, meaning Sarah, was Abraham's half-sister. Thank you so much for that. All right, the phone lines are open. We still have time. It is about 6 minutes to the top of the hour. That's plenty of time. If anyone has anything you'd like to share, please feel free. So while we're looking at that, what's on the schedule? Today, be looking for an email. Let me know if you don't get it. Tomorrow, we'll have a special sermon that will be physiology from the Bible, spiritual lessons, and we'll be talking about spiritual lessons from the skin. And then on Sunday, we will have our class on the skin. It's called the integumentary system. That's your skin and nails and hair. That's what that involves. And we'll be talking about the diseases and those who have gotten your book. Hopefully you'll get your book. This is your textbook. This book is for sale. If people just want the textbook, it's almost 500 pages of mostly flowcharts. So it's very graphical, very easily visual, and you'll learn in a fraction of the time for a fraction of the cost, friends. So if you know anybody that would like to take this class, they need to contact us today. After today, we're not going to stretch it any further. We're going beyond. But I know one person, it was just wiped out yesterday. She wants to take the class. She can't even register until today. So, we said we'll extend it. So that being said, brothers and sisters, we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord and learn a lot and be certified as medical missionaries, as certified holistic wellness coaches. You noticed that if you saw the book, that the holistic is not the way the world spells it. It's the way the Bible would spell it, because Jesus said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Okay? Holistic wellness coach. All right, friends, there's nobody in the queue. We're going to go ahead and close out. Please keep us in prayer that the power will stay on so that we can do what we need to do in sharing truth with you and getting ready for this weekend's blessings and classes and sermons and all of that. My lovely wife will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We pray, Lord, as we go about this day of preparation, that your spirit will continue to lead, guide, instruct, and direct us. We ask that you would bless everyone in a special way as we prepare for your holy Sabbath. And we ask, Lord, that we can stop throughout this day, pausing, just giving you praise, glory, and honor, recognizing who you are as our God, as our Creator, as our King. And Father, we pray that we will be able to be of service to others. We ask that you would help us in these efforts to be able to be a need if there is a need for others that need to be satisfied. We ask that you will continue to provide for each of us and heal us, Lord, spiritually, mentally, and physically. All of these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. Happy Preparation Day, and God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.